Precious heart dwellers, I have a wonderful message to share with you. Take it deeply to heart and know that as Jesus has done for me, in these moments in heaven, he is also doing with you. We cannot even begin to fathom what he has prepared for us and eagerly longs to see the look on your face when he's taken you up into heaven forever. This night, we were back at the entrance of the Crystal Cave as the Lord quietly guided the canoe into the magical place. Dear ones, put yourself in the canoe with him, for truly this is meant to be shared with you. Oh, Jesus, how beautiful is this place you have brought me to. The Lord is guiding the canoe as we slowly float into the crystal cave on crystal waters lit from beneath. It is like a cave of light, for there is no darkness in this cave. It is in heaven, and everything here is luminous, with light pouring forth from every object, be it plant, animal, rocks, all are composed of light. Gently visible, sometimes shimmering and bright, pulsating as an expression of joy that comes from deep within, because it is light brought forth from its creator. The Lord Jesus began, "I paint with light, three-dimensional light that makes up solid objects. Yes, my love. You are entranced with light because of its many qualities, dimensions, and uses." As he was speaking, my mind drifted off. Remembering how I taught my children to swim, we began by learning how to swim under the water. Then all else was easy to learn because nothing caused panic as they learned how to control their breath. The Lord broke in and said, "This is an analogy for what I'm showing you here. You live in an ocean of light. Everything here, Claire, is made up of light, for a spark of my divinity brought it forth into being. Everything here acknowledges my presence, even when I just walk by, and acknowledges you as well as my creature. My child that I created. Yes, my beloved one, I have brought you here to the very place where exquisite gemstones and crystals given to masters of the art of creating meaningful gifts for those I wish to honor and reward for their earthly sacrifices. This is an extraordinary place where amethysts and emerald, topaz and aquamarine grow side by side to be harvested and made into royal crowns and gems for those who forsook every earthly reward just to have me as their only treasure. It was my face they treasured, my heart they longed for and relentlessly sought, despite many dangers and setbacks. How extraordinary this place is, with striking crystals of myriad shades, from topaz, deep topaz, to deep rose crystals mingled with rubies and garnets, which sat perched on their silver matrices, shimmering in this holy light. To my right is the most amazing emerald crystal growing straight out at a 45-degree angle, 3 feet long, with a base about 7 inches, surrounded by various emerald crystals of different lengths. The green outer texture is a satin, yet it is a deep green that resonates with inner sparkling beauty. And as I look deeply into its inner dimension, I can see a conversation taking place between Jesus and his bride in a deeply embedded pink chamber. He has taken her to this most amazing of places to enjoy trysting time, and she is thoroughly entranced by the inner beauty of this crystal, which appears to her like a glass cathedral, all wondrous inside. Oh, Jesus, why has it taken me so long to let go of my preconceived ideas and allow you complete freedom to take me anywhere as we journey in heaven to these places of wonder? Truly, I struggled with talking about more important things than the beauties of heaven, and yet that's exactly what you wanted to share with your brides. Forgive me, Lord. Jesus continued, "My beloved, you have many ideas of your own construction, things you believe are just right for you, which in fact limit me greatly in what I can reveal to you. In heaven, there are no limitations to what can be created. Man makes limitations based on his tiny world of experience. But I continue just the same to build my worlds within worlds within worlds, and so on, going on into infinity, places unfathomable to the human imagination. Oh, no one, not even one, has plumbed the endless varieties of beauty my heart is inspired to create, out of love and appreciation for my brides and my children. Watch as I turn these drops of dew into perfectly faceted teardrops, reflecting the sparkling wonder of a place so pure it escapes comprehension. Yet it sparkles with delicate pastel stars, shimmering and interacting with the tiny rays of light I shed on them. As he reached out to touch them, a ray of light jumped from his fingertips to the crystal, lighting it. Look inside, he said, and watch the shimmering stars formed by light from my fingertip, sparkling inside. Very much like a galaxy of stars. Now he has taken these most beautiful teardrops, faceted teardrops, and arranged them onto a delicate gold rose chain that had its own facets and was beautiful as it reflected the light. He's placed it as an adornment hanging upon my forehead that totally complements my incredulous eyes. What a wonder to behold! And I see myself in the still waters that hold our canoe aloft, and it is sheer beauty. His holy heart sparkles from within him as he takes delight in my delight. You see, my brides, to see your expression of joy over my gifts to you, it is my whole reason for wanting to give them to you. Many times, I experience joy in your gifts to me. Now, I get to experience your joy in my gifts to you. How wondrous is this relationship, which can never outgive the giver. Such delight animates my soul, he continued, that all the marks of indifference I suffered on earth are redeemed by your wide-eyed wonder and gratitude in my tiny gifts to you. Such are the surprises of heaven. 1,000 eternities would not contain enough time to explore the wonders of our holy abode, where we dwell exultantly with our beloved one. But never in all this eternity and all this space will you feel alone or isolated or out of step, because everyone in heaven relates to one another as family. And you know instinctively who these people are, who these brides and these children of mine are. And they react to you with complete joy. And there's no fear whatsoever in heaven, only fellowship, sweet, sweet fellowship, as strikingly beautiful as these places and creations are, my love. There is absolutely nothing that compares to the soul who loves me with all their heart. That is still the most magnificent thing that abides in heaven. In all truth, Claire, it takes my breath away when I behold your yearning for me and all the others who yearn for me as well. You could even say my heart stops beating. So very stunned am I by the treasure of your love and all who love me with such abandon and longing. Then he became very quiet. And the last thing he said to me was, "Soon, beloved, soon." And that was truly a comfort to me. And I hope all of you will put yourself in this place and enjoy every word that he's spoken to me, because it's for you as well. God bless you, heart dwellers.